Hi, I'm John Lauren. Welcome to Money Culture for Women. My guest today is Jennifer Redinger. Jen is a nearly 20-year veteran of wealth advising. She's a graduate of Penn State. She is a wealth advisor and wealth planning manager with Danuzzo Index Advisors, Inc. in Pittsburgh. She holds a number of certifications. She's an accredited asset management specialist. She is a certified divorce financial advisor. She is an accredited investment fiduciary, and she's a certified financial planner. She's also a mother of two. I don't know how she has time for children with all those accreditations, but still, she does her job well there. And she is one of the top advisors for women in the country. And for all you horse lovers out there, Jen is also an equine appraiser. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. We're really glad to have you. I would like to address a number of sort of the setup questions for Money Culture for Women to get a good background. And I really hope we can have a chance to have you back specifically to talk about advising, you know, divorce issues, because I know that's a specialty of yours, but it'll be a little later on in the program, if that's okay with you.
That would be fantastic. And I want to thank you for taking the initiative to really focus on women and finances. It's always been an important issue, but it's becoming increasingly more important as we see families evolve.
Well, good. Thanks for the kind comments. So let's start, Jen. What are, in your mind, what are some of the critical social challenges women face that impact or threaten their financial health?
I think there are four big social challenges, and, you know, not in any specific order, but, you know, women tend to put others first. Sometimes we lack self-confidence in this area. You had mentioned time. We just lack time. And then, of course, there's a wage gap issue. You know, so if I go back to the first challenge I had mentioned, putting others first, women, we tend to put others' needs ahead of our own. And, you know, this is a phenomenal, wonderful, admirable trait. However, it can be financially devastating. You know, ladies like to spend money on family, friends, and sometimes to a fault, you know, especially when it comes to kids and grandchildren. So, you know, you have that example when you get on the airplane. So just as that example of putting on your oxygen mask first, women need to make sure that they're putting on their financial oxygen mask before assisting others, because if we don't have oxygen, there's no way we can help other people breathe. You know, so if I touch upon the second social challenge I mentioned, that was lack of confidence. And, you know, the financial world has been thought of as being an all-numbers industry, and that really will intimidate women, sometimes to the point of becoming emotionally paralyzed. Ladies tend to categorize themselves, think of themselves as right-brain thinkers, being more creative and artistic, and left-brain thinkers are more analytical and methodical in their thinking. So ladies often feel as though dealing with finances is maybe over their heads or too complicated, and they don't embrace the emotional part of it, the creative and artistic part of it, as much as they should. And eventually, when they get into the financial planning, they become aware that it is artistic. There is a creative side to it, and then they really embrace it and enjoy it. You know, the third one I mentioned was lack of time. You know, this kind of circles back to that first social challenge of putting others first. We do this with our time. Sometimes we're way too generous and we give all of our time away to others. And, you know, time is our most precious commodity. We can never get time back. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I hear, oh, I just don't have time to come to the office and meet with you, from some of the ladies I help, because they're spread so thin as caregivers of the family, friends, and, you know, whether it's taking care of children, elderly family members, helping friends move, you know, they're not taking enough time to address their finances. And then that last social issue I mentioned was wage gap. And that's a lot of that's created by the time we spend out of the workforce. You know, ladies are in and out of the workforce, having babies, raising them for what we had mentioned earlier, the caregiving needs. And typically during those times, a lady either experiences a reduction in income, so they might go from full-time to part-time, or maybe they just completely step out of the workforce and they have no income to fund those future goals. And, you know, if we take a look at the first maybe like 2-5 years in an early in the investment time horizon, that can have big consequences because of missed growth, missed opportunity for compounded growth. You know, if we look at a time horizon for a woman, you know, she starts her career in her 20s, her life expectancy, what I plan for, is 94. So we're looking at a 70-year time horizon. Just 2-5 years of maybe missed opportunity early in that time horizon can have significant impacts later on.
Well, that's good insight, Jen, and I'm going to promise you I will steal your term of financial oxygen masks. That's a great image, quite
yeah.
frankly. So if these four challenges are, you know, four of the most critical that women face, how do you advise women to deal with them?
Well, us ladies have a wonderful trait. We can multitask like crazy. So I like to advise women and really relate it to their everyday lives. You know, we can do laundry, we can cook dinner, we can help the kids with their homework, you know, and then we can take a call for work. And while all this is going on, we can actually still put on our professional hat and take a phone call. You know, maybe the chicken's slightly overdone, but it's edible. We can do this. So why can't we save for our retirement the same time we're saving for our children's education? At the same time we're, you know, planning a big anniversary trip or a big reunion of some kind, or, you know, at the same time plan for a second home in our favorite destination. We can multitask our finances like we multitask our lives. Be proactive about it. Get in front of that race as soon as possible. The earlier you start your financial planning process in your life, the greater chance you have of accomplishing all of your goals. And it's kind of similar, like if you want to bake a big holiday dinner, if not enough time and consideration has been devoted just to your shopping list, you might forget to purchase, you know, some of those ingredients. Education is a big part of what I do. I think it's so important to answer every single question in great detail. And ladies love to be thorough. We love to have a firm understanding of whatever impacts our lives, you know, and especially when it impacts our loved ones' lives also. So generally speaking, we don't want to be sold. We want to be educated, and we want to make our own decisions. If we go back to talking about time being an obstacle, it's a really tough obstacle. And in this area, I gladly am at the mercy of the clients. You know, personally, I completely understand the dilemma and will accommodate my ladies wherever and whenever. You know, if the financial planning, this process is just that important. So even if like one meeting has to be two meetings and you can't come to my office, but I have to go to your office, you know, I'd rather ladies take their time and be thorough about it than be rushed and feel pressured. And, you know, if we want to circle back around and talk about that wage gap issue, you know, if I can reach young women right now, I would say max out your retirement early. Please max it out. Don't hesitate. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Young ladies will have so much more disposable income early on. And if they can sock that away early, it will continue to grow and compound over the years. So even if they miss out on some working years due to, you know, babies, caregiving needs in general, at least they will have a healthy savings that will continue to work for them towards those goals.
Okay, very sound advice. And I can speak, being a poster child for men who cannot multitask, that whether we admit it or not, we're envious of you. You talk a lot about planning, and I know that being a certified financial planner, that's one of your strong areas of expertise. So where are ladies when it comes to planning?
Well, we're just proactive planners, plain and simple. You know, we love certainty. I love to have those lengthy conversations with clients' families about their dreams, their goals. I like to know what they like, what they don't like. A good plan will include all these details. So once that plan is put in place, it should 100% reflect the life of the client. And it's not this static document that will sit on a shelf. It needs to go and adapt at a moment's notice. So, you know, a couple of happy examples, like, you know, a lady had saved and fully funded her children's college education, but the kids received scholarships. Now what? You know, or another hardworking client received a well-deserved promotion at work. So now she has more disposable income. How does she want to put that extra money to work towards her goals? What goals does she want to fully fund first? You know, having these a plan makes it much easier to have a plan B and a plan C. And detailed planning includes looking at the worst case scenario. So that's why I need to know likes, fears, dislikes, fears. You know, you plan for worst case scenario, and I'll ask my clients, could you live with this? If the answer is no, then we have to plan to avoid that situation. And I know this sounds oversimplified, but it cannot be underestimated and understated. So a very real example, it just happened, unfortunately, recently to one of my long-standing clients. I started working with them over 14 years ago, and we planned for the big, typical transitions in life. Big one was retirement. The second one was putting their child through school. And we always talked about plan B. So we got their daughter through school, fully paid for, and then all of a sudden, he was forced into an early retirement. We were still okay. He turned 65 at the end of April. We had already discussed health care, how they were going to pay for health care, what options they should look at, Medicare options. He had been in a really bad vehicle accident 10 years prior. Currently, no health issues. So I said, well, considering that you had a really horrible accident, as you age, you might have maybe an ancillary condition come up out of the blue that was caused by that accident years ago. Thank goodness they took my advice. They opted for Plan F and Medicare. He turned on the Medicare switch at the end of April, beginning of May. He was on Medicare for 6 weeks. 3 weeks into being on Medicare Plan F, he was diagnosed with untreatable stage 4 cancer in several organs. He passed away 3 weeks after the diagnosis. It just so happened to also coincide with his wife's retirement date. Absolutely devastating, the worst possible scenario you could ever imagine. I am so thankful that they have been clients for so long and that they have faithfully taken advice, listened to advice, and they have stuck with me through all this time, because now she is able to mourn undivided. Her attention is undivided, and all of her devotion has gone into mourning her husband at this point. So you have to make sure that you fully understand the client's lives in order to help them prepare for situations like this.
It's a very graphic example, and it's a sad one, but I'm glad that woman is able to, you know, spend her time in mourning, having been there. So,
right.
What role does investing in financial knowledge play in this whole game, then?
So, financial knowledge will just be our foundation. It really helps empower women when we can educate ourselves. And then once we educate ourselves and we start to feel comfortable with this process, then it's a little bit easier for us to prioritize too. So we all have priorities, and our priorities, you know, my priorities are not going to match your priorities, they're not going to match your wife's priorities. So we need to sit down and physically make a list of what's important to us in our lives. If we do that, and then we already have our foundation of understanding general finances, then we can start off by looking at some of our basic items, like our cash flow. What's our income and what's our expenses look like to us? You know, take a look at your expenses. Do they reflect your prioritization list? You know, and a good example of this is I have a single client. She loves to go out and eat at really good restaurants. She's a foodie, and she loves to be with family and friends and entertaining all the time. And when we analyzed her budget, we noticed that she spent way too much money on TV services that she is never at home to enjoy. And that is such an easy fix. You know, you can educate yourself, you prioritize, and then you go and you find a fiduciary advisor. And finding a fiduciary is never to be taken lightly. A fiduciary is a legally obligated person that will put your interests first and foremost in every situation. You know, a fiduciary advisor will lead and focus on financial planning, with investments being secondary. So You get your foundation, your knowledge, you prioritize your life, and you find a fiduciary to help you grow it.
Your passion comes through very strongly. Jen, you're characterized as a wealth planning manager, which is a term that is not widely used and probably will be, you know, some in the future. It explains itself really well. What does being a wealth manager mean to you?
It means completely analyzing every component of my client's life. And I love this. I need to know how much money they're spending on toothpaste every month. I need to understand why they like to travel domestically and not abroad. I need to understand why it's important for them to only fund half of their child's college education instead of all of it. I like to understand, you know, if they like risk, if they don't like risk. And that's just not in regards to finances, but that's like life in general. You know, are they in a, you know, the highly rated safety sedan driving the speed limit, or did they buy a sports car and are they testing the limits? You know, I like to understand why they don't like social media, or they like to drive on back roads and not the highways. You know, just simply speaking, I need to completely understand them, because I don't just work with numbers all day long. I work with emotional beings trying to live their best lives. And I work to empower smart money and life choices. And in everything I do, I believe that every individual and family has the right to achieve and experience their best and most meaningful life.
As a parting shot, Jen, what's your last advice to women?
This is going to be the shortest answer of them all, John. Plan early. Plan in detail and plan hard. Go for it.
I love it. That's great. Well, thanks an awful lot, Jen, and I look forward to continuing this discussion in a later session when we take a look at, you know, the impact of divorce for women and the financial crises that it can spawn and how to deal with that. So thanks for being my guest, Jen Redinger from the Pittsburgh area, and Jen is with Benuzzo Index Advisors, Inc. Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a wonderful opportunity, John.